What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It's the Last Resort Edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. It's the one only Teresa right there.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? That's good. It's good. It's good.
Let me just say this. Small Ed, big douche. Huge douche.
He is. And it's nothing new. I mean, who's surprised? No one? Exactly.
For a second, and I don't know what it says about me. Maybe I'm just getting desensitized.
By Small Ed?
By all of the nonsense we're watching. By Sarper, by Small Ed.
Don't talk shit about Sarper. He's amazing.
By Brandon, by Rob. Like, so many douches grace our screen on a weekly basis that I feel like I get desensitized. And then right when I feel numb to it all, here comes Big Ed on a boat just being king of the douche.
He is the king of the douche. He's always been. And I don't know why you forgot about it.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I think I'm getting desensitized. But yeah, this episode was a clear reminder why Small Ed is hated.
What always fascinates me is that he will never do better than Liz, right? There is no freaking way that anyone, I forget looks, he's just a douche. Who's going to stand him, right?
The unfortunate fact is, and I don't know how you want to gauge better or worse than whatever, the fact that he is a television personality, whether it's better or worse, he can do other, right? And the idea of other is so exciting to people. Something else is out there. Someone else is out there. And so I don't know that he values his relationships, because I'm sure his inbox is flooded with people.
But he's a caricature.
There it is.
He's a caricature. So I think his inbox might be full, but I don't think it's like, oh my gosh, Ed, I'm in love with you. You have such a nice personality. You're such a great guy. Like, no, there's no way.
It would be clout chasers. If anything, it'd be someone who just wants the story, wants the photo, but he doesn't care. In his mind, he's getting this attention. That's all he seeks is attention, which is why someone like him loves a strip club, because in his own diluted mind, those strippers aren't being paid to dance on him. He thinks they want to dance on him.
I guess.
He thinks the world revolves around him. Everyone loves him. And he can do no wrong.
I think he's trying to be Danny DeVito. But I love Danny DeVito. I hate Small Ed.
I don't think Danny DeVito, yes, maybe similar in stature.
Because Danny, think about it. Danny DeVito is... as a smaller build, right?
Yeah.
He's in all these comedies. He's a guy who loves to make other people laugh. Small Ed is attempting that, but he's a douche on top of it. And that's just all he, even let's say he is funny, right? I don't think he is, but let's say he is. He's such a big douche that he masks it all by being a douche.
I hate to even shit on our Lord and Savior, Michael Scott, but... But you make a good comparison between Small Ed and
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, and the fact that, yes, Small Ed wants to entertain. Small Ed wants to be the funniest in the room. He wants to be the center of attention. Michael Scott goes to improv and he whips out a gun, right? In every scenario, oh, what could top a gun? Nothing. He immediately escalates. That's what Big Ed does, is he immediately, what's the douchiest thing I can do so that all eyes are on me? Even if they're fighting, they're fighting about me. He just escalates.
I dare you taking our Gordon Savior shout out to fall. Michael Scott.
I totally thought you actually butchered that.
No, it's the fall, guys. Gord and Savior.
Small Ed kind of does look like a gourd. give me credit for that pun.
I was going to.
Okay, give me credit for the
real
pun.
Real quick, John and I, we went to buy gourds.
We went to buy pumpkins.
Yes, I did not know that a pumpkin is a gourd.
Same family.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And we went and What did you say?
Well, the pumpkin patch was at a church.
Yes.
And
shout out to the G's.
Shout out to the big J. And we were just moseying around, no pun intended. just moseying around the pumpkin patch. And noticing like all these church sayings and religious sayings. And I said, praise the gourd. And Teresa was like, huh, I don't really get it. And I was like, well, gourd, Lord, pumpkin, you know. And so now she's trying to steal my thunder.
Praise the gourd.
Yeah, but would you say gourd? Gordon Savior. Oh, I thought you were going to say Gordon Gecko. And then
what's that?
Gordon Bombay, shout out to the Mighty Ducks. Anyways.
No, Michael Scott, our Gourd and Savior, the full edition.
Yes. Okay. So we will not talk about Michael Scott.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. He may make a cameo here and there this episode, but we're here to talk about 90 Day The Last Resort. Before we do, real quick, a little business. We're on Supercast. We're on Patreon. We're over there talking about 90 Day The Other Way. The
yes.
aforementioned Sarper and Brandon.
Sarper.
All those other characters. Such a great season. So you want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, you can do it. Just sign up for Patreon or Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality or MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram for all the latest updates, all the latest memes. That's right. We're back in the meme game.
Yes. Look at you, John.
So check us out on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Also message us there, call in, share your thoughts. Make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the giant chess. Because I would love to play it. It reminded me of Harry Potter movie one.
All right. The OG.
You guys, the OG, you guys who are fans know what I'm talking about.
All right. So smash like it says, how does that? And last but not least, if you guys haven't left a review, please do. And later in this episode, you may hear an ad for our new sponsor, Babyfoot.
Babyfoot.
Shout out to Babyfoot. Shout out to my feet that are peeling right now. And if you leave a review in the next day, what, 2-3 weeks? If you leave a review between now and November 15th,
yes.
Screenshot it, send it to us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod, and you'll be entered to win some Babyfoot product. We're going to pick 3 lucky winners randomly. We'll put all the reviews into a randomizer. We'll pick 3 lucky winners, and you guys will get some Babyfoot product.
Yeah, and guys, it's great. It truly is great. I was wearing the booties.
The
and
last
I can't
time we recorded.
Yes, and I cannot wait to wear the booties again. I'm serious. I'm loving it so much.
Yeah,
I love foot peels, but this one's the bomb. This one's the best.
I never did a foot peel before. Teresa, you've done several. So I don't know what to expect. And let me just say, Teresa's jealous because my feet are peeling and hers are yet to peel.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the peel, but
it's coming.
Man, I can already feel it. It's coming.
It's coming. So,
yeah, guys, please do that. And I'm going to add, if you have left a review in the past, that's okay. You can do it again.
Yeah. So leave us a review and screenshot it and you'll be entered for the Babyfoot.
Yes, guys. Do it.
All right.
Do it.
That's the business. Let's do it. The reason we're here, 90 Day The Last Resort, Season 1, Episode 11. I think it's the penultimate. I think it's second to last. More episode, and then we get D-Day, Decision Day.
Wait, so D-Day is not next week?
I think D-Day is next week. That's what I'm saying. I think this is the second to last. What we're about to discuss is second to last.
So no tell-all?
I don't think so.
What's coming next? Family Chantel?
I think it's FC. Yeah.
Aren't they done with this yet?
This will be the last season.
Oh, good.
All right. So here we go. Episode 11. And it is life-size chess.
It is. And I loved it.
When Ed is playing. Well. It wouldn't be life-size if I was playing. But for small Ed, big douche, life-size chess.
Yeah. So they're playing. I was surprised that he knew how to play.
Who knows if he knows how to play?
I know.
He's probably like, I'm the king. You can be
probably.
I'm the king. You be the queen.
So they're playing, talking about last night, right? Ed went to the strip club and Liz went out with the girls.
Ed goes to one strip club, gets a little attention, And now he's got his backwards hat on, sunglasses. He's Date Ed right now, right? Didn't you notice his vibe totally changed?
I didn't, but that sounds like Date Ed.
Yeah.
Well, he's asking Lisa, he's like, well, did you see any cute guys? And Lisa's like, yeah, like the bartender was cute. And Ed is like, your type? She's like, no. I'm like, why do you talk about stuff like this? Like, I would never be like, John, how was last night out with your friends? Anyone cute? Like, what question is that?
Well, because you have self-confidence. That's coming from a place of, I don't totally trust you. I want to see what you'll say. I need you to validate me.
I need you to like, John, any gossip you want to share?
Exactly.
Any gossip you
spill heard? It. Spill it.
Spill the tea.
That's whenever I go out with friends, tea is always like, make sure you get some gossip when you come back.
I do that. And I just wait for him. Like, share with me right now.
So, yeah, they're talking about the strip club and the timeout. And Smollett's like, Liz, why did you give me permission to even go to the strip club? Like, why were you okay with that? And her response, you're in a peer pressure situation. That's literally the dumbest reasoning I've ever. You grow up with your parents being like, if everyone jumps off a bridge, does it mean you're going to jump off? And Liz would be like, yeah.
Literally. Speaking of parents, we have my parents still with us. They're sleeping. They're sleeping. Well, resting their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We fed them very well tonight.
Yeah.
My mom said she won't be able to move for a while, so resting. But yes, that's a good point.
Peer pressure. Yeah.
Listen, okay. Liz, and there's a part of me that I feel bad because I said it before, I'm going to say it again. When we met Liz, when she was not into small ed, she was such a nice girl, such a girl filled with life, living her best life, trying to become a manager.
She was in the service industry, just all smiles, waiting on tables.
Now she looks miserable.
Miserable.
She's pale. She doesn't look happy. It's like, no, she looks swollen, meaning like she didn't get a lot of sleep because she probably can't sleep. She keeps thinking who he cheated on with. Like, she just does not look healthy. And
not
she
at all.
Used to look like a really nice, beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it sad?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So
that's the side effects of small Ed.
Here is why I was like, man, she's either like, I forgot there's a term when no matter how shitty the person is to you, that you
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, thank you. Because then small, she was like, yeah, like, I'm okay
Stocky
with
syndrome.
It. I'm okay with it because, you know, you called and you told me. And small says, well, it was Joey's idea. He's like, you know, you should call Liz. And Liz is like, well, but still.
Yeah.
Like, he literally tells her, like, she's praising the gourd.
Oh,
this is going to be great. Shout out to October. She's praising him for something he did. Then he tells her, it wasn't even my idea. I just did it because someone else suggested it. And she keeps praising him.
Yeah, it's peer pressure. speaking of Jovi, here's my downfall as a human. Small Ed calls Yara and Jovi the cardboard couple. And I'm just
what
like,
what does it even mean?
I'm just like, that's amazing. I'm in. Team cardboard couple. I love it. Like, I'm a sucker for alliteration. I'm a sucker for just naming couples like that. And I don't agree. I don't think, because Small Ed's whole thing was, well, they're all about appearances. More than anything, they're about appearances. So they're the cardboard couple, which I think just means it's all surface. There's nothing underneath it. But it's like pot calling the kettle cardboard, Ed, because you're all about what's on the outside.
Yeah.
There's nothing inside you.
That's a great point. And that's like, what's wrong with Yara wanting to look pretty? I mean, she does, but they also... I like that she gets real. Like, she gets funny, she gets sad, she gets real about things, right? So the fact that she looks pretty and she dresses well has nothing to do with them doing whatever as a couple. We all have seen them go through some shit. So they're not, it's not like they're putting out a persona being like, oh my gosh, our life is perfect. We're
but I think
awesome.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, but that's not who they are.
But yes, I think Smollett is talking about the aesthetic, the physical appearance of Joe Vignar, but I also think he's talking about they don't want to show any cracks. They want to parade around like they're the perfect couple. Forget looks. They want to parade around as the cardboard couple, Barbie and Ken, who's just perfect. They have no struggles.
But they're not.
No, they're not. That's why they're the last resort.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, Yara's always talked about how she's annoyed by Joey wanting to go out all the time. Joey hanging out with strippers. Joey doing this. Joey doing that. Like, they've never been the perfect couple. I always feel like if anyone is trying to portray themselves as the perfect couple, it's Andre and what's her name?
Libby.
They always try, like, the perfect family, the perfect couple. Like, I stand by my husband no matter what. Like, that's them.
Yeah. Then Liz asks about Asuelu. And Smollett takes his side. Smollett was basically making your argument that you made last week. And I was like, I don't know about this argument. You were like, hey, he deserves to have a good time, right? Smollett was basically saying, like, yeah, Asuelu needs to move on. So, like, good for him going to the strip club, getting his eyes on another woman because he needs to move on because this relationship is over.
Doomed.
Liz knows the full story, but she's doing the right thing. She's keeping her lips sealed until Kalani decides to tell everyone what's actually been happening.
Good. I'm glad that she's not a shitty person like Smollett.
Totally. Totally.
Small, I would probably like, he would have gone live and tell everyone.
Absolutely.
And then like, he would charge money for it.
He'd be like, are you 18? If you're 18, send me a dollar and we can chat. It was so creepy. So creepy. So the whole gang has gone like a bit of a booze cruise. Michael is in tow on the iPad.
That's so funny.
The whole thing was hilarious.
Yeah. So
just passing Michael around.
It's their last group check-in. Before the final...
The decision day. The
recommitment ceremony.
Yeah.
Yes. And so Michael on the iPad is walking with everyone saying, Joey, you got me into trouble. And Joey's like, Michael, I told Angela that it's all good. You basically popped in and popped out. You didn't want to have anything to do with this, right?
Yeah.
And Angela said, yeah, good. Because Michael ended up sending me the screenshots of the phone log.
The only issue with Michael's defense is he could have hung up. No one was like forcing him.
But he did.
Sure. But Joey's like, oh yeah. He looked away. He said, don't show me those boobies. I'll want to suck on them. I've been sucking on my mom's till I was 9 years old. Right? Like you could have hung up, Michael.
And he did immediately.
He did.
I think he was obligated to, hey, friends are calling. Let me at least tell them that I don't want to do this.
Also, and this is going real behind the scenes probably, production was probably like, hey, if Jovi or if someone calls you from the last resort, you have to answer. Like, we have to film content. And so I'm sure producers are like, when Jovi calls, you have to answer. We need a story here.
For sure.
So there was one couple missing from the booze cruise.
Kalani and Asuelu.
Kalani called an emergency therapy session.
Yes. With?
Dr. Janie.
Dr. Janie.
And Dr. Jason.
I forgot their names because they haven't been featured in a while.
It's been a few episodes.
They just let them run around freely. Going wild. So,
okay. It's Dr. Janie, Dr. Jason, Kalani, and Asuelu.
Yes.
And Kalani wants to break the news, has to break the news.
Good.
About Dallas's last-minute vacation.
Well, she says that she hasn't seen Asuelu since Dallas flew in, and it's time to tell him. And so she comes clean, but she opens up, I saw Asuelu deleting messages, and I'm glad she added this. She goes like, it could have been innocent. I'm not blaming him.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a trigger to Asuelu cheating freaking 59 times. And so she goes like, at that moment, I realized that I don't trust him, and I will never trust him. And there is someone else I do trust, someone else who's there for me. So she unblocked Dallas, and Dallas literally flew in.
Yeah, that was the moment of realization of her.
Yeah.
every time I see this guy on his phone, I'm going to wonder, who is he texting? What is he doing? This is no way to live my life.
Yeah, I really liked, for whatever reason, that she said it could have been innocent. That she just doesn't throw him under her bus because she didn't know. And I like that she said that. I think it just shows that it is a reality TV. Put the real in it because,
well,
yeah.
If I don't even know if it has to do with real or not. It has to do with this is that. It's even worse that she's admitting it could have been nothing, but it made me feel something. So that's the worst part. And that's the part where she's realizing, oh, every time he picks up his phone, from here on out, I'm going to wonder, who is he talking to? So it didn't matter if he was or wasn't. It was the reaction she was getting and having to him on his phone that she realized, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to call Dallas. I'm going to talk to Dallas.
And she did.
And I think that was shitty. And who are we to say what's shitty and what's not at this point in this relationship?
I don't think it was shitty.
This is a little shitty.
It's a little shitty because they are at the retreat and they're trying to work things out. But I think this is what I think she should have done. She should have had this conversation and then have him come in.
100%. And I don't necessarily think this is what she was doing, but a lot of people want to make sure the safety net is there before they rip the Band-Aid, before they jump out of the plane or do it. Like, maybe she wanted to know that Dallas would come running before she got a divorce.
Well, and she also saw, she breaks the news to Asuelu about what happened. And she tells us, and she's like, well, Dallas decided to come in and I thought we're going to go, we're going to talk about how we feel, we're going to figure things out, right?
Ugh, what's going on? No, you didn't.
You didn't just fly across the country to bang? Really?
What are you talking about? Wait, what?
You think you just flew to Florida to bang her?
Could have been an email. Could have been a text. Could have been a FaceTime. The only reason you would fly to Florida is to get physical.
No, I think he flew to Florida because he loves her and he did not want her to get back with Asuelu. And all right, the banging part of it. But I don't think that's why he flew all the way here.
Okay.
It's freaking 7 hours.
Okay.
Wait. Well, I guess to Miami.
I don't think anywhere in America is 7 hours, but
it's far.
Yeah, exactly. So you're coming to have sex. You're not coming to have a conversation.
He could have waited for her to come back. She's almost done with this thing.
I don't think you're totally wrong. I think, yes, he wanted to have the conversation.
But I also think he wanted to show that, hey, I'm into you. I don't want you to get back with Asuelu. Let me prove myself. I'm going to come. We'll talk and I guess we'll bang. But here's what it is. He showed up for her. That's what Asuelu's never done before.
Yeah,
Asuelu
I still think
never showed up for her and he did.
I think it's inappropriate. And again, who are we to say? I think this is the most inappropriate place to show up for someone is when you're at a place trying to reconcile with your husband.
I agree, but if the person breaks down with multiple people about Asuelu cheating 12 plus times, I think it's okay for her to do this.
But don't go. Then don't go to the retreat. Because are you there to try to make it work? Or are you there to just get one more TLC paycheck and then go bang Dallas?
I think she did, but she realized that she gets PTSD from Asuelu's cheating.
Yeah, well, I have PTSD every time I see a hotel room wall now. Thanks to Asuelu.
I think she tried. I think they had fun. I think they got a little closer. But she ultimately realized that I cannot live my life and be jumping every single time he touches a phone or his phone rings.
I agree. So this all comes out and Asuelu, just so defeated, goes, you want to divorce me? And Kalani can't even muster up the strength to say the word. She just nods her head.
Yeah.
It was like pretty heartbreaking just seeing her like, not her. She didn't even want to say yes.
Well, she said it and then it was also beautiful in a way. She's like, I will always have love for Asuelu. He's the father of my children. But we're more friends. Like, we talk. He's like, I love talking to him. And he's there for, or he's trying to be there for the kids at least. But she's like, let's stay friends. Let's save what we have, which is friendship, some sort of a friendship. And let's take it from there.
Yeah. And that's what Dr. Janie says, too. Is like, hey, there's some time left at this retreat. We can focus on how to co-parent for the remaining time.
And that's good. Like, I find it interesting, but there are couples who they divorce, ended up being friends, and now they're friends with their new partner. It's like,
yeah,
it's, you know, people are not meant for everyone. And maybe sometimes you realize, like, shit, I mean, this person's awesome, but we're friends.
It's probably the best thing you can do for the kids.
Exactly. And I feel like for Kalani, she's like, we got to end it now when we're still in a good place, because if we keep it going, it's going to get nastier.
Yeah.
And then what? Like, we're going to have restraining orders. The kid's going to be affected. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good place to take a break.
All right.
When we come back, we'll head back to the boat and things are going to go wild.
The booze cruise.
Yeah. Go hydrate. Go to the bathroom. Listen to our thoughts on Babyfoot, because woo.
Oof, show me your feet.
Maybe I'll let you pick at them during the break. But we'll take a quick break. We'll tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Guys, I'm just going to come out and say it. John's feet look better than ever.
Go on.
Well, you all know how John loves to talk about how beautiful his feet are. And now, I have to agree. Thanks to our new sponsor, Babyfoot, his feet are peeling. And I don't know what it says about me, but I love it. And I want to peel them for him.
Hands off my feet, Teresa. She's just jealous because her feet haven't started peeling yet.
Sad, but true.
Give it time. Your feet aren't as beautiful as mine. They're probably a little dry, but will be peeling in no time. And guys, your feet can be peeling in no time too.
That's right, people. Right now, you can save 20% on America's number one selling foot peel by using promo code M2R. That's M, the number 2R, at babyfoot.com to save 20% of your order.
Yes, just use promo code M2R at babyfoot.com to save 20% off right now. And it gets even better. We've partnered with Babyfoot to do a free giveaway for you guys. Just leave us a review on Apple or wherever you listen to the show. Screenshot the review and message it to us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod between now and November 15th. When you message us, let us know if you want a male or female foot peel.
It's that easy, guys. Leave a review, screenshot it, and send it to us on Instagram by November 15. We'll randomly pick 3 lucky winners to win free product from Babyfoot.
So thank you to Babyfoot for sponsoring this podcast and for allowing us to do this giveaway. And we're back.
Hello, peeling Jonathan.
You're so jealous.
I really am.
I think yours will start soon.
I can't wait to start peeling.
Okay, in due time, Teresa. Don't rush it. So we're back on the boat.
Back on the booze cruise.
The strip club is the topic of conversation. Jovi and Michael are going back and forth. Jovi's taking Michael's side, saying he was trying to respect you, Angela. He wanted to get off the phone.
And Yara is like, why didn't you, Jovi?
I wish you respected me that much, Jovi. That's what she says.
Yes. So then Yara kind of goes to Small and she's like, Small Ed, apparently you touched everything and everyone. And so did as well. Jovi was the only good guy.
Yeah, Jovi told me you all misbehaved and touched the strippers.
Yeah, and then there was this moment I'm like, what the fuck just happened? When Michael wanted to talk to Jovi for literally no reason. So Jovi's trying to get the iPad. Yara's talking to him. He's like, shut up. I'm talking to Michael.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
I thought that was going to be the moment where shit went down. But like, that was just the start of it.
Yeah, but don't talk to her like
that.
No. She's your wife. Like,
Don't talk to anyone like that. There are so many bad words in the English language. Shut up, to me, is like two of the worst.
It is.
It's so aggressive and dismissive. And yeah. I really don't like it.
If you told me shut up, I would be very, very mad at you.
I would in this moment tell Smollett to shut up because he literally goes, while this is all happening, Yara, can you ask Jovi who he was texting last night?
Ugh.
It's like you're 100% doing everything you can to start shit.
He gets smaller and smaller.
Smaller and smaller.
Such a small ad.
So small.
Such a small ad.
Like, there is no other reason. You don't care about Yara. You don't like the cardboard couple. So it's not like she's your best friend and you're trying to have her back. You're just trying to start shit. And you're like,
yeah.
Ask your husband who he was texting last night.
Well, he keeps going. He's like, he texted a stripper.
Wasn't it in Jamaica.
Yeah, some stripper he took to Jamaica. He was texting her to come out with us.
Yara's like, who did you... Not the stripper you traveled with. For some reason, Yara thinks they went to Costa Rica, but it was Jamaica.
Oh, one of the Caribbean islands.
But Joey's just like, I just asked, hey, what club do you work at? I want to show these guys a good time. It's always good to know somebody.
I would be so mad at you.
Yes.
Like, that is one thing to go to a strip club. I would be like, all right, hopefully all the women are not the girls next door.
That's my type.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they all are like hitting the gym, muscly, tan.
I've been thinking about this a lot.
Need to go?
No. Because since we got into this debate and a lot of our friends called in, we're like, did John lose his strip club privileges? And I've been thinking about this a lot. You are.
That's concerning. But sure.
No. My argument for what I would look for at a strip club.
Because I am not a girls next door. I am not.
I think you are.
I'm not. Have you met me?
I think you are in a universal sense. You are like a really attractive girl next door.
Ooh.
But you're not fake, right? You're not implanted out. You're not over
the
top.
Not yet.
You're not over the top makeup, right? Like, that's what I mean by like girl next, more natural. Okay? So how would you feel if I told you that, like, oh, yeah, my fantasy is the complete opposite of you? Wouldn't you be like, oh, well, then why are you with me? Why wouldn't you be with someone who you're attracted to? So for me to be like, yeah, I'm more into, like, natural, like, girl next door types, shouldn't that make you feel good?
Because that's your type in women, which is fun. That's why you have me. I have a type in guys,
right,
too. That's you. I like people who are interesting looking, like, a very hard way, which is you. Which is you, my
good
love.
Good save, yeah.
It is true. You're not like a basic looking dude. You're not.
Okay. But
my thing is, like, if you go to a strip club,
all of a sudden I have to be attracted to something I'm not normally attracted to?
I don't want you to be attracted to them. I don't want you to go to the strip club.
That's just a waste of money.
Ooh.
It's a bad investment.
This is like tea, but with big boobs and better hair and a lot of makeup. Like, I don't want that. I want to be like, okay, boobs bought on something that I'm not attracted to. Cool. Here's my dollar. That's what I want. Doesn't it make sense?
Not really.
It makes a lot of sense.
Not really. Like, if you were like, oh, yeah, when I go to the strip club, I want to see Sarper. Like, and you were, like, really into that
I
look.
I would literally be like, I do want to see someone like Sarper because I'm not attracted to him at all.
I know
all.
That. Well, I don't want to look at that then.
Show
if
me
I'm
your
not,
penis.
But if I'm not attracted to it, I don't want to see it. On a stage or in my bed.
Because it's funny. It's fun.
Sure.
I'm not going there to be like, oh my gosh, this is the love of my life. Let's forget about John. I'll be like, hey, this is something I would not want, but fun.
Okay.
You don't get that?
I thought I was going to make a good argument. Again, Colin.
No, you're not. I am making a good argument.
Hear your argument.
That's why you lost the privileges. Because you approached it the wrong way.
I hear your argument.
You did. Guys, if you're listening and you want to talk to your girls, go my way. This way, they'll be like, absolutely. Here are $10 in cash. Change. Use it for
just throw quarters at
the
dancers. Okay. Back to Jovi.
John, however, will
back,
never go.
Back to Jovi. Let's give Jovi shit. Now I'm getting collateral shit because of Jovi. So Yara's like, what is so bad about your relationship that you always have to hang out with strippers, right? And things are getting so heated on this boat But the comic relief is just Angela maneuvering that iPad to keep Michael in the loop, to keep him updated. She was like watching a tennis match with that iPad, just keeping Michael up to date. I loved it so much.
It was great. And it's weird, but we know Angela. We know Angela just beat it somewhat up. But on this season, minus the one issue she had with Liz when she got in her face, right? Angela's been pretty good.
Well, Michael's not there.
No, but like she's been good to people. Like she's been there for the ladies.
That's actually
minus
a fair point.
That whole thing again. The whole thing with Liz was freaking scary, but they're fine now. So yeah. Angela's been good. Now she has Michael involved. Left, right. I love it.
So things keep getting heated. Finally they reach a boiling point. And Yara throws her drink on Jovi.
Classic.
Classic boat move.
Boat move.
A la Family Libby. It's a classic boat move. And Angela hands off Michael to Small Ed because she's going to go comfort Yara. As you said, like she is taking on this like mother hen approach.
She is. And let's not forget that Yara doesn't like her. And Angela did not like Yara either.
Yeah. And they're probably not going to like what I'm about to say. But it kind of looked like mother and daughter when she was comforting her.
And it was good. I'm like, I don't think Angela's the worst person.
Oh, boy.
I think she has a temper and a certain personality that she just tries to be tough all the time. But then
she's a pretty bad person.
She sucks. But you see moments like this and she can be a good person to someone that... She knows Yara doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Come on. She knows that. And she still is like, "Dad, this is shitty. Let me go make sure she's okay."
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She likes Jovi too because if this was anyone else, she would be yelling at the guy so much. But she's still like, "Jovi, we love you. But what's up with the strip clubs?"
Yeah. So Yara ends up coming back and wants to see Jovi's phone. She wants to see... what he texted. What did he say exactly? And Joe was like, enough. You threw a drink in my face. We're even. But Yara is so distraught. Like, this to me is so real.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you had told me, like, this season of 90 Day to Last Resort, Jovi and Yara get into it. Like, I don't know if I would have bought it. Like, oh, Jovi goes to a strip club. Watching this, seeing Yara's distress, her tears, I'm like, this is real, and this is not something that is new to the relationship. This is not a new argument or disagreement for them. Like, this goes back, and apparently it does, because Yara knows of this Jamaican stripper. Jovi says he hooked up with her. Jovi tells the camera he hooked up with her.
What? Would you take a stripper to Jamaica for 2 weeks? To what?
Share
two rooms and go to dinner at the beach to play volleyball?
Well, strippers aren't prostitutes, so let's clear that up.
I'm not saying they're prostitutes, but so, I think it's like, oh, I'm attracted to you. Hey, you want to go to Jamaica with me?
Well,
I think they dated, basically.
My whole defense before Jovi came out and said, yeah, I've hooked up with her, my whole defense was strippers are people too. You can have friends who are girls. And so he was just friends with this stripper, right? Her occupation just happened to be exotic dancer, just as if someone else's occupation was veterinarian. But like, you can still be friends with them until you tell me you hooked up with them.
If you told me that, even before you met me, it's like, yeah, I had this really good girl who's a friend, and I took her on a vacation to Jamaica just as friends. I would not buy it.
There's got to be more. It had to have been
a
group.
You don't take a friend on a 2 week long vacation to a romantic place where Bob Marley was just living his best life.
I don't think Jamaica's that romantic. I've never been, but I don't think it's...
It's the Caribbean. Blue ocean.
You're right. Sandals.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandals. Sandals. Jamaica. Shout out to
Michael Scott and Jan.
When he came back with that little...
The little braid and the bead. It's like feeling hot. try to send it to Pac-Man.
Can we watch Pac-Man. The Office after we're done podcasting, please?
Absolutely. If I had to put money on it, Jovi, call in. I think it was a group vacation. I don't think he was one-on-one with this girl.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Either way, he hooked up with her, so now it's wrong. Like, sorry, man. You can't text a girl that you hooked up with when you're trying to go out to a strip club with your guys. Like, that crosses
while
the line.
You are on a retreat to fix your relationship.
Yes. If your relationship was strictly platonic, then I think it's fine. But the fact that you hooked up with her, there's something more there. No, that's a no-no. So things are getting tense. And then, again, small Ed, big douche, out of nowhere just goes, Jovi, why don't you explain to your daughter where you were?
And that's where he crossed the line.
If Jovi didn't value the TLC check so much, he would have absolutely clocked him in the face.
Well, someone got in between
them. They had a boat bouncer.
Yeah. And because Jovi was like, I will fuck you up, Smallhead.
He should have. Like,
he should have.
Never bring someone's children into
a fight. I'm glad that Yara was like, Smallhead, thanks for telling me all this, but do not ever bring my daughter into any of this mess. It's just, that's just fucking wrong. And I think Yara got to Smallhead because all of a sudden, for the first time, I felt like he was being genuine. He was like, I'm sorry.
Well, I think
for a hot second, he was being genuine.
He realized he crossed a huge line.
A huge line.
Which is like, don't talk about someone else's children.
Yeah, and Liz is like, shut up.
Well,
and then she tells the cameras. Yeah, he doesn't know when to shut up. Like, I'm trying to have his back. He keeps going. I'm like, okay, so you tell him shut up, but you're trying to have his back. You should just be like, hey, Ed, let's take it easy. Let's walk away. Like, or I don't want to say to step in for him because he was wrong.
Well, that's what she did, though.
But
that's what she did.
How do you step in for so? Yes, she did. But then
she physically tried to get in between Small Ed and Jovi, and that's what set Small Ed off. I was like, hey, I can fight my own fights.
Yes. But then she was like, shut up, just shut up. That's not, like, if you're trying to have someone's back, you can be like, hey, Ed, like, maybe you cross the line, get your point across the line, let's walk away, let's go on the other side of the boat, right?
Yeah.
They just are so like, oh, shut up, no, you shut up. And then she's like, I'm trying to have his back. I'm like, I don't know.
Don't.
Are you?
Don't.
First of all, don't. But second of all, are you trying to have his back?
It's a losing team.
Well, telling him shut up like 5 times. Like, I don't know how that's having someone's back.
No. So they finally reach shore. Jovi takes off.
Well, the captain is like, don't leave the boat just yet. Leave the pontoon.
I almost wonder if that was like edited in post.
Well, it wasn't, but I think they want to dock first because they can bump, people can fall, right? Yeah. They want to dock. And Jovi's like, fuck that. He just jumped off.
He jumps off. Then we cut to Asuelu, who's packing his things. He's going to stay for the last session because he wants to learn to co-parent, but he's packing up. I think he wants to make a quick exit as soon as it's over.
Yeah. So Kalani comes in, they hug, and she's like, I think, for everyone's sake, we should get a divorce right away. And Asuelu just tells the camera, it's like, yeah, it's all my fault. Like, yeah, I know I cheated so many times. Like, I fucked up. I'm like, I think, this is my own opinion, you can agree or disagree, I think they've been literally on the verge of divorce for a long time. So this is not news to him because he gets very emotional. And this was almost like, all right, yes, a reminder. I know we're getting a divorce. I know we tried, but I know you told me that we're done. So I think he made peace with it a long time ago.
I think you have to. And also, I've probably said it before, if you've cheated on someone 12 times, you don't love them. You don't care about them. You don't value the relationship. So I think he was probably heartbroken. It stings to hear someone wants to divorce you. The reality is setting in. We're going to have to co-parent. He's upset. But I don't think you love someone who you've cheated on a dozen times.
I agree.
So they do seem like friends. Like when they hugged, I was like, this seems like two friends hugging.
But here is why. I think they've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
I think they've been like this for a while. Just literally be like, I can't be with you, but we have kids. Let's work on the friendship. And they have been.
Yeah. So, okay. Then we get to Jovi in his room. He's having a drink. I don't know if he's got a bartender hidden in his closet
he's
or something.
He's drunk.
But he, like, the minute he walks into his room, someone, like, hands him a drink or something.
He walked over with a drink.
Oh, he probably stopped at the bar. So Jovi's in there. Yara comes in. And she wants Jovi to explain what really happened. And his excuse is, hey, I was looking to show the guys a good time. I wasn't trying to hook up with anyone. I wanted to show these guys how we get down.
So just go to the strip club. Why do you need to text a stripper
if you
go to a place with strippers?
I'm always down for a guest list. I'm always down for a free bar tab. Like
I don't. Unless she has like three boobs or two vaginas or something special. They're other girls.
It's not about the girl. If this dancer works at this club and says, I can get you guys in for free, I can get you guys an open tab.
So.
Now we're saving hundreds of dollars. So, like, there's something to that. But, again, you have to ignore that possibility if you've hooked up with this girl because it's going to cause more trouble than it's worth. She could save you $5,000. It's not going to save you $5,000 worth of headache when Yara finds out.
Well, Yara, and this was very real, too, to me. She also got very emotional saying, why do you want to see a stripper? She's like, I'm not that ugly. Not even ugly. Like, why? Like, I take care of myself. I had a kid, but I go to the gym every day. I do it all for him, and it's not enough. She's like, I'm so insecure, and him talking to a stripper is just not helping. And I feel for her because we look at Yara, and she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Right? You can tell she works on herself. But her saying this out loud while crying, while she was really gasping for words.
Yeah,
that's how you know that it's like, this wasn't rehearsed. This is not something she practiced with Jovi. This was something that was like, oh, shit, it just happened to me. I need to get my thoughts out.
And the most poignant thing she said was, we came here to work on a relationship.
Yeah.
You're texting strippers. Those two things are at odds with each other. So they're dealing with that. And then cut to Big Douche's room.
Small Ed.
Small Ed's room. Ed's still mad at Liz because she stepped in to defend him. And he's like, I don't want you to put yourself in danger trying to protect
me. Well, he apologizes but makes an excuse too. I'm like, don't apologize and excuse yourself in one sentence. Like,
sure.
There's no point to that. That's literally so narcissistic that then, is that a word?
It is a word. I don't think it's a word that makes sense
in
that
such
context.
He's a narcissist.
Yes.
That you apologize, but at the same time you blame her? Like, that's just so wrong. Either apologize and own it, or don't apologize and be a douche.
Yeah, there's
don't do both.
There's no authentic apology that is followed by but.
Yeah.
Then it totally negates your apology.
Absolutely.
And I understand what he's saying, which is, you made me look weak. He goes, you made me look like I can't defend myself. And I can almost understand the psychology there because I'm sure his whole life he was probably picked on. He felt like he was smaller. He felt like, oh, I can't defend myself against these bigger guys. And now here's a woman coming in and literally defending me against Jovi. And so I get why that may trigger him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, have a conversation about it. Use your words. Be an adult. And the way he handles everything is so wrong and so immature.
Yeah, for sure.
So Liz, rightfully so, gets upset, storms off. And the episode ends with her saying, this makes me feel like I don't want to be leaving here with him.
Yeah.
Let's do predictions since next episode is the recommitment ceremony.
I think they all will stay together.
Except Kalani and Asuelu.
Well, of course.
Kalani and Asuelu. They should bring Molly and Kelly back just to really make it official and say no.
But
The only up in the air is Michael and Angela, and nothing has happened that's been like, yeah, you guys should get divorced. But they do the preview where she's like, I brought these divorce papers.
If they get a divorce, I'll be like, dude, you guys been good. Like,
what? Yeah, this is the best you guys have been.
Yeah, and it's like, we've seen them in very shitty places. And this was great. So if they get a divorce, I'll be like, why did you wait so long? This has been great. Like, you went through so much shit. So I'm curious. Jovi and Yara has a kid. Like, his issue is he goes to strip clubs. Oh, well, it's shitty. But they don't have any, like...
Well, now he's texting his exes. That's independent of a strip club.
True. Who do we have left? Oh, Small, Ed, and Liz.
They live in Arkansas together,
Yeah, unfortunately. But Liz, girl, just go back and watch your first season. See how happy you were.
So full of life.
See how full of life.
So full of promise.
You weren't swollen and tired. Like, just look at it and be like, this is what Big Ed did to me.
All right. So that's the episode. Those are our predictions. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to listen to more of our thoughts, you can on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. We're also on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod, so message us there. Check out the memes. It's all over there on Instagram. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like this hard. Yes, the freaking previews, because we saw some juice. Woo.
All right.
Some juice for the last episode.
And last but not least, if you guys haven't left a review, please do. Leave a review, screenshot it, send it to us on Instagram, be entered to win that baby foot. So that is that. I've said it all, Teresa.
I've said it all.
Too much. With that, we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.